With all that's been said and done about schools, colleges, and the Department of Education, the fear has grown over whether the access to federal student loans will remain as it currently is for many students. These loans are the only way that a college that best suits them is available to them. Good news is that the student loan process is still in existence, with the door about to be opened up with us now to fill students and parents in on what they need to do to prepare and succeed with the loan process and what their strategy should be is the founder and CEO of Prep Expert, which has helped over 100,000 students get into top universities by improving their SAT and ACT scores. Sean Patel, thanks for being here today, Sean.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good to have you here. PrepExpert.com. Learn more about, as I mentioned, the testing success that his business helps students achieve. And, Sean, what we were talking about here is the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA for short. Talk about what the program is. Is this, when we say student loans, is this the student loan program?
Yes, exactly. So FAFSA essentially allows parents, students, families to apply for low-interest student loans through the federal government to fund higher education. So whether that be college or graduate school, you would go through the FAFSA free application for federal student aid application. And this is your primary way that you would fund your education through loans that are not high-interest, but rather low-interest through the government.
Yeah, I mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned, too, that the primary way, because it's not always wise to rely on one source, because if that source comes up short to what you need, you're probably going to be in kind of a mess then.
Exactly, yeah. So my recommendation is always to look for multiple sources to fund your education. So many people think FAFSA is the only way, but there are many ways. So you can also, so FAFSA will get you federal student loans as well as federal Pell grants, but you can also go through state-funded grants and loans. You can look for college-specific scholarships and loans. You can look for local, community, state, and city scholarships and private scholarships. So there's literally billions of dollars of additional funding out there, many of which are not actually loans. They're scholarships and grants that do not need to be paid back, which is even better.
And you don't always need to be a stellar athlete to get these scholarships or these grants either. A lot of them are community-based organizations. And I know $500 or $1,000 might not sound like a lot, but if you're trying to jigsaw a college fund together, it certainly is going to help.
Oh, definitely. You know, when I was in high school, I actually won 20 local scholarships that ranged, to your point, from $500 to $5,000. But if you stack up 20 of them, they will eventually add up to pay a substantial amount of your education. And so it definitely adds up, and I wouldn't overlook even those small scholarships, because every dollar makes a difference.
Now, getting back to FAFSA, if I'm understanding right, this is, I mentioned in the intro, the door is opening. This is an earlier opening of the door than usual, is it?
Yeah, so what's nice is the federal government has launched the application earlier than usual for parents, students, and families. And it's important to apply as early as possible, because funds like Pell Grants and Work Study are limited and often awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. So filing early can increase your chances of securing the best support.
And I know this is a remedial question, but a lot of people are doing this for the first time in a lot of cases. You can apply every year that you're going to go to a college. It isn't a first year only. You try to cover your entire college career, right?
Yeah, so you try to apply. Most people apply during the first year to get funding for 4 years, but you can apply if you're already 1, 2, 3 years into college if necessary.
Or if you're going for 2 years, or if you're going for four and you want to go for master's, you have that option to reapply for additional funds to do that.
Exactly.
And the application process, what is it? How basic is it? How detailed does it need to be?
Yeah, so the essential information students and families will need in order to fill out the FAFSA is, one, is FSA IDs, which stands for Federal Student Aid IDs. And you need one for both the student and the parent. And I recommend going through the FAFSA application and applying for that FSA ID as soon as possible, because it can take up to 3 days to set up. You will also need your prior year tax returns and consent for IRS data transfer, which is why it's so important for parents to be involved in this process. In addition, you'll need documentation of assets, any untaxed income, a list of colleges that you plan to send your FAFSA results to so that they can put together financial aid packages. So, you know, there are quite a few steps involved. So it's, as I said, important to get started early.
Dr. Shyam Patel is the founder and CEO of Prep Expert, PrepExpert.com, their website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Can you price yourself out of a loan? If you're like, if you're shooting for $100,000 a year college, does that make you less likely to get approved for a loan, do you think?
Yeah, so your financial aid package is going to be less based on what college you plan to attend and how much it costs to attend that college. Instead, the maximum financial aid package will be based around your family's income, assets, ability to pay. And they'll say, you know, we can give you a maximum of $10,000 a year, $20,000 a year, $30,000 a year in student loans. And, you know, then it'll be up to you, depending on what college you send that information to. On the college may try to match that. They may lower their tuition. They may give some scholarships or grants on their end to help you make up the difference.
Now, I know every case is going to be a case on its own, but typically, how fast is notification once an application is submitted?
So usually you're not notified until the spring after college acceptances of each financial aid package. So even though the application is open early right now, you know, as soon as the summer, you would wait until next spring to get your final financial aid package from the colleges after you've been accepted.
I was looking through for some surveys about, you know, who applies, the frequency, the amounts, or even whether or not they do. And I'm combining a bunch here to get a ballpark average number. But as far as a question of, I did not think I'd be eligible for financial aid, I've seen surveys where with undergrads, almost half of them believe that, and they didn't apply for the FAFSA. That's is there not enough knowledge? Does the program not promote itself enough, or is it? Are there not enough people like you who encourage students to apply for these programs?
Yeah, it's really a mistake, no matter your family's income or assets, to not apply for FAFSA, because the income thresholds continue to increase as, you know, inflation and cost of living goes up. In addition, you may be missing out on some important federal Pell grants. So grants don't need to be paid back like student loans. You could be missing out on some real free money as well. So I highly encourage everyone, no matter the family's income level, assets, to apply through FAFSA.
Especially since there's no cost for applying. So what do you have to lose other than the time it takes to sit down and submit all that you have to submit? Other than that, it's found money in some cases, as you say, with the grants, and certainly securing an education through the loan program.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Let's talk about, just to wrap up here, with the Prep Expert, because to get in a good school, you need good grades and good test scores. There were people who were saying, well, maybe we shouldn't rely on test scores that much anymore. Well, if you don't have test scores, how do you measure somebody, would be my response to that.
Yeah, and that's what most colleges are realizing now. So, you know, after the COVID-19 pandemic, many colleges went test optional because students weren't able to get to testing centers. However, in the past year or two now, we've seen a huge resurgence in standardized testing requirements at top universities like Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Princeton, MIT, et cetera. But even in non-top universities, you go to University of Texas, Georgia Public Universities, University of Miami, et cetera. So the reason that colleges are bringing back test scores is because there's been so much grade inflation over the past 20 years in high schools that actually now 47% of all high school seniors graduate with an A average. And so I don't know about you, Chris, but when I went to school, it wasn't that easy to get an A.
No.
And so now, you know, half of kids are graduating with an A average, so it's really hard to differentiate them. So you really need a standardized way to do that, and test scores, you know, they're not perfect by any means, but they provide a way to compare across students, across high schools, across the country, that is more fair than a GPA that can be inflated at a local high school.
I remember, this is going back to the early 80s, my brief college career at Seton Hall, I had the English lit teacher come up to me and say, "You're going to be bored here because I basically have to give remedial lessons for the majority of the class. It's just the level of unpreparedness that too many are going to the college climate with that slows down the learning process." So, you know, the value of testing and the value of being successful at testing, that is what Sean and his organization, Prep Expert, can bring you in or your child in, so that when you do the student loan application, you'll be reaching for the better schools, for the better future, and the better stability in life, and the better chance that once the kids start making money, they can start taking care of you. We all want that as parents, too. Oh, by the way, so learn more about the testing, tutoring, and the guidance that Prep Expert provides at PrepExpert.com. And, you know, as far as student loans are concerned, as I referenced in that poll, so a lot of people are asking why. Maybe the question should be, why not? What's it going to cost you? Exactly. So check out for the free application for federal student aid. You go to any your county website, they'll have links going to the federal website, and we'll put a link over to our homepage too as well. Sean Patel, you give kids the guidance and the hope to find the good in education, the opportunities in education. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure as always.